Watcher, it's the real enjoyment of jazz with a rather upset Mike Wynn. Why upset, you ask? Well, some rotters broke into a couple of the buildings last week and stole a few items, including my laptop that held all my LPs, CDs, videos, EPs, singles, DVDs, books and so on, plus the playlists for this very show. Did I back up my files? Yes, of course I did. Regularly? Oh dear. This Laserlight album is called Tribute to Count Basie. Difficult choice between two Neil Hefti compos. Little Darling, one of our faves, of course, but Splanky won this time. The leader on this 66th recording is Hammond B3 master Jimmy McGriff, and he's thrown together, cleverly compiled is perhaps a better phrase, cleverly compiled a superb big band, which includes many Basieites and big names generally. Joe Newman, Frank Foster, Bud Johnson, Seldon Powell, Jerome Richardson, Kenny Burrell, Frank Wes, Eddie Burt, J.J. Johnson, to name just some of the names in the band. Great start to the show. Talking of big names... recorded in Paris, March 69, and it was, as you no doubt realised immediately, Oscar Peterson at his turbocharged best. The trio includes Sam Jones, bass, and Bobby Durham drums. In the liner notes, Peterson is quoted as saying he was rather cheeky and stole Durham from the Duke Ellington band. No less an Ellington authority than Dr. Klaus Stratemann tells us that Durham was in fact fired from the Ellington band. Regardless, this is some Peterson trio. The song was Tristeza. Yes, it is possible to argue that slower is sometimes better. Another big name. the classic Dave Brubeck Quartet. Brubeck piano, the peerless Paul Desmond alto, Eugene Wright bass and Joe Morello drums. Columbia Records released a 50th anniversary Time Out 2 CD and a DVD box set. The first of the CDs is simply the magical Time Out LP. The second CD is of previously unissued live recordings from the Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island. The quartet made several visits in the early 60s, July 63 in the case of Waltz Limp, a Brubeck compo. Certainly gets a wow rating from me. And talking of wows, saw Wynton Marsalis this week in a quartet setting. This is a different lineup to the quartet I saw this very week at the Barbican. Still two Marsalises in the group, Wynton trumpet and Ellis, the daddy of the tribe, piano. At this week's gig, it was Jason Marsalis on drums. Here it's Herlin Riley with Reginald Veal bass, both regulars at the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, which of course is largely run by Wynton. We heard in the wee small hours of the morning. Lovely piano from Marsalis Sr. This week's gig was truly stunning. Although, amazingly, not to the delight of one idiot in the packed 1,500-seater who kept shouting he wanted his money back. Luckily, after a noisy few minutes' interruption, he either left or was quietened somehow. But, as Wynton and his quartet were on such good form, I thought, let's hear something else by him, as that was a real shorty. And here it is. And that song is from one of Wynton Marsalis's Standard Time series of albums. That was Volume 4. Marsalis plays Monk. Almost all Monk compos, as you'd expect. Wynton trumpet, Walter Blanding, Victor Goins tenors, Wessel Anderson alto, Wycliffe Gordon trombone, Eric Reed piano, Ben Wolfe and Reginald Veal basses, Herlin Riley drums. And most of them were, or are, members of Wynton's Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Recorded October 94, we heard We See, originally written by Monk for his niece, We T. But the record company mangled it, and it became We See. And talking of mangling, when Monk recorded We T, We See in France, it became Manganese. So impressed with Wynton Marsalis this week that I've rummaged around a bit and selected a third song by him to end this week's show. But first, a boogie. A song with an alliterative tongue-twister title, Bark, Bassy, Bird, Boogie, Blues, Bop, written by one of our fave of the current pianists, Lisa Hilton. She also plays piano on this 2014 recording, he said unnecessarily. Larry Grenadier, bass, Marcus Gilmore, drums. J.D. Allen on tenor pops by to join in a couple of the songs on this album, Kaleidoscope. We're off to Germany now for some 60s soul jazz. Goodness, some real short and sweeties this week. That was G.G. Grice's compo Minority, recorded in September 58 in Hamburg, Germany, by the Michael Nora Quintet. Nora, piano, Klaus Marmula, alto, Wolfgang Schluter, vibes, Hajo Langer, bass, and Heinz von Moisy, drums. All five musos were from East Berlin originally and had studied classical music there. They then all discovered jazz, moved to West Berlin, and became Germany's leading jazz group of the late 50s. And this is on yet another of those wonderful Sonorama albums, all of previously unreleased tracks from Germany. This album is called Now's the Time, subtitled Deep German Jazz Grooves, 56 to 65. It's vocal time.
But I miss you. you by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and I soon hear old winter song. But I love you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. When autumn leaves start to fall. When autumn leaves start to fall.
Bassist Rodney Whittaker is the leader on this Mac Avenue, New York 2014 recorded album called When We Find Ourselves Alone. Antonio Hart, alto, Bruce Barth, piano, Greg Hutchinson, drums, with a new name to me, Raquel Fortin, vocals. So who is she? Well, she just happens to be Rodney Whittaker's eldest daughter. I know what you're thinking. Is he ever going to play any Bach on the mandolin this week? Yes, of course. No, not really jazz, but there are times in our lives when only Bach will suffice. Chris Thiele, solo mandolin on a non-such album called Bach Sonatas. Encouragingly, it's also called Volume 1, but I haven't come across any subsequent volumes yet. Recorded at The Barn, Lenox, Massachusetts, Jan 2013. Tell you what I'd love to come across is another volume of Chris Thiele with Brad Meldow. I saw them last year in concert, and their accompanying album was terrific. We heard Presto from J.S. Bach's Sonata No. 1 in G minor. A British trio next. Trio Records album called Out of This World, recorded at Ronnie's, but Ronnie Smith's in Watford. All three talented Brits co-led this group. David Newton, piano, Colin Oxley, guitar, saw him live last week in Leighton Buzzard. Andrew Kleindert, bass, that was Oscar Pettiford's compo, Laverne Walk. We could call this next one Hard Bop. It was a 2017 recording. Thank you. Hard Times, the title song from the latest Vincent Herring album, recorded May 2017 in New York for Smoke Sessions. The nucleus of this group, Herring alto, Yasushi Nakamura bass and Carl Allen drums, played two sets every Monday night for 6 months at Smoke in preparation for this album. At the end of each set, they'd open the bandstand for a regular jam session. Sorry, I've misled you. That was not the title song, Hard Times, but John Handy's Hard Work. Different meaning, totally. This is 2017, and much of the liner note narrative is directed at what they call the provocateur-in-chief, bringing us closer to nuclear war. Hard times indeed, but a year later, maybe that nuclear threat is less. Maybe. The other musos, Russell Malone guitar, Cyrus Chestnut piano. And as an antidote to our rousing closer, let's squeeze in a guitar solo by Ralph Towner. Ralph Towner, solo guitar in Feb 2016 for ECM Records. Two songs in the end, as they were shorter than short. Two Poets and Shard. Finally, the Wynton Marsalis closer. He's collaborated over the years with rock stars, blues greats, symphony orchestras, and much more. This is an unusual mix. He co-leads with country veteran Willie Nelson on a Blue Note album recorded live at the Rose Theatre at Jazz at Lincoln Center, Feb 09. And it's all of songs associated or indeed written by the genius Ray Charles. And this is my all-time fave song of his by a long, long way. What did I say? I hope it's your fave too. If it's not, I'd cut down on the medication. Nora Jones helps out on the vocals, as does Wynton, by the way. Walter Blanding, tenor. Mickey Raphael, harmonica. Dan Nimmer, piano, and he was amazing at the Barbican this week. Carlos Henriquez, bass. Ali Jackson, drums. What did I say?
Nora Jones.
Well, we pressed the variety button pretty hard this week. Hope you've enjoyed all the numbers, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.